supposed to be a winner.
But sometimes, just sometimes,
you gotta identify the losers too.
Who's catching an absolute L today?
Orlando and the Freak Show.
It's Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and today I have to hand out an L, not to an individual, but to a company.
Uh-oh.
A company that's been around since 2010, but only in the last couple days have they shown their true colors. They don't care about you or your opinion, so complain all you want, but according to them, you just have to get used to it. Snapchat recently
he's so mad.
Yes!
Snapchat recently released an update that is so horrendous, it ignited a mini revolution online. The new version of Snap, which was automatically downloaded onto your phone, fundamentally changes the whole purpose of what made Snapchat so popular in the first place. The new Snapchat is a blatant attempt to try to increase ad revenue by force-feeding you sponsored content that you never subscribe to and in many cases have absolute zero interest in.
I don't care about it.
For example, Kim Kardashian, who I do not follow, was all over my timeline with a vacuum cleaner looking thing sucking God knows what out of her face. But meanwhile, all of my friends, their stories went away. Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel is too busy with his Victoria's Secret model that become out of touch with what the 250 million active users enjoy about the app. Facebook is for old people. Instagram has become mundane, and Twitter was never really entertaining to begin with. It seemed like all of the cool kids were snapping. But now the outrage has grown, with many people vowing to get rid of Snapchat altogether. A petition is currently circulating online with over 800,000 signatures begging the $25 billion company to just go back to the basics. In response to the growing disdain, the official Snapchat Twitter account said, quote, "An update as big as this takes a little getting used to, but we hope you'll enjoy it once you settle in."
Ouch.
Oh, that's a diss right there.
"Keep in mind that it is not possible to revert to the previous version of Snapchat." End quote. Basically, they said, get over it, get used to it, and get back to snapping. I'm not going to lie, Snapchat, I'm a little hurt. When Facebook tried to buy you for $3 billion and they turned it down, I thought to myself, these guys are different. These guys, they're on our side.
No, they're not.
But no, Snapchat, you have proven to be just like the rest of them. They say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So Snapchat, for ruining a good thing, then essentially telling the world to shut up and get over it, I'm gonna need you to hold this L.
We have losers.
Loser. Hold this L.
To whom? To her.
Loser.
They're losers.
Hey, bro, do me a favor. Hold this L real quick.
You are such a loser.
Orlando and the Freak Show.